This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. An Israeli military spokesperson said 50,000 Gaza residents left northern Gaza on Wednesday, adding that they are leaving because they think Hamas has lost control of the north. Speaking at a media briefing, Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said IDF troops would continue Thursday to allow for the north-south movements, and Hamas has lost control. The number of hostages held in Gaza is now at 239, according to Israeli forces, after two bodies of Israelis were identified earlier on Wednesday. Hagari added, quote, "There's no ceasefire. We are battling Hamas. There's no ceasefire." The pace of Palestinian civilians fleeing the combat zone in northern Gaza has picked up as Israel's air and ground campaign there intensifies. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Palestinians are forbidden to work, drive, or walk on the main street of the Arab town of Harara in the West Bank. Israeli forces have shut down the entire central area of town. Yan Boshat has the story.
Harara has been a focus of violence in the West Bank. The town is cut off by the main road that crosses the West Bank from north to south, linking important cities like Ramallah and Nablus. It is also surrounded by many Jewish settlements. Before the war between Israel and Hamas broke out, confrontations between settlers and Palestinians were common here, with deaths on both sides. Ian Buesha, VOA News, Hawara, West Bank.
The Gaza Strip faces an increased risk of disease spreading due to Israeli air bombardments that have disrupted the health system, access to clean water, and caused people to crowd in shelters, the World Health Organization warned on Wednesday.